They're Chicago, they're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten. Get real in the morning with the WGN-TV Morning News Team, weekdays from 4 until 10.
Can I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today? Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I absolutely love this song. Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA will be played over and over and over this week. Let's welcome in Lee Greenwood. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Lee, we just had a guy that called in about 5 minutes ago and actually sang it on the radio. How about that?
That's awesome. I've done that many times. We have a karaoke bar here in the Nashville Franklin area that I actually go down and sing with some of my friends every year. It's kind of cool.
Do people freak out when they actually see you and you get up on stage and start singing God Bless the USA?
Yes. I mean, it's like any surprise. I mean, if somebody from, you know, whatever band walk in a club and, I mean, Justin Timberlake lives in our area here. And, you know, we've done things with Kid Rock, who are not far from us as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we all end up in the same bar together, and people are like, blown out, you know.
I've seen Kid Rock perform at an old bar here in Chicago called Stanley's, right off Lincoln Avenue, which is now closed. But he loves to get up on stage. Are you one of those guys that'll show up at a bar and somebody says, Lee, please, get up there and sing. Will you do it?
I don't go to bars much, but when I am and I'm asked to sing, I'll get up in a second. I think it's kind of cool because, of course, you got to remember this. I've sang the same 30 songs for the last 30 years, you know. It's kind of cool singing something different.
You know, around the 4th of July, God Bless the USA, it has more meaning because, of course, it's America's birthday. Tell me about when you wrote the song. What was your inspiration? Where did you write it, and how did it happen?
Little background. We were touring at MCA. I joined the MCA label in 1979. On the label was Reba McEntire, George Strait, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Barbara Mandrell, all friends of mine still. And we were working like crazy people, 300 days a year on the road. Hard to write. That was the hardest thing, and I was cross-collateralized with MCA Music. And they wanted songs from us, and proudly I'll tell you, I had one song on every album for the first 10 albums, but USA came after, I think, our third or fourth album, and I was still working so hard, 300 days on the road, and I'm like, okay, I think I'll write this. And I've been wanting to write it for a long time. I really had, since I was raised in California, spent 20 years in Nevada, and just, you know, I needed some kind of a platform. I needed an avenue to have the song, but it was never intended for a single. Jerry Crutchfield, my producer, and I had talked about that. We had a song in the can called You Got a Good Love Coming. It was a 1985 song, and I said, you know, this is all good for us. Filmed a video at the London train station, had 25 grand in it, and Universal came up on the horizon and said, now wait a minute, kind of like this song, USA, the time of peace, there was nothing going on as far as war goes.
Yeah,
and they made the call.
Wow. So you wrote this when, back in 1979, you said?
No, 83.
1983. So here we are in 2020, and people still get chills hearing that around Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July. You got to love that.
Thrills me.
Man.
Really does.
You're guaranteed a job every Memorial Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, aren't you?
Well, not necessarily. The attack around Nashville, if Lee Greenwood doesn't sing God Bless USA on the 4th of July, take the flag down. And guess what? You know, we don't have a public performance on the 4th of July this year. So it's a little odd, you know, particularly with the virtual performances that we've had. There's one coming out there with Governor Huckabee and the Oak Ridge Boys on a network. I can't remember which one. You can find out on our website, LeeGreenwood.com. And I did another version with a group called Home Free, which is an a cappella band, and boy, are they good. Funneled with the United States Air Force singers, and that'll air on social media, so kind of look for that.
Wow. So you are performing on the 4th of July. You're doing a virtual concert?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So we can still hear you this year.
Well, yes. I wish I could be in Chicago. I'll give a shout-out to my son, Ted, who works there at Sidetracks down in Boys Town. I love you, Ted. And I wish I could be there as well. You know, because we're at risk with this COVID-19,
yeah.
I'm just not traveling much.
I understand completely. We're talking with Lee Greenwood, of course. God Bless the USA. Is there anything that you change today about that song, or you just leave it the same?
No, there's no reason to change something that works. And I really believe, you know, after the Gulf War, of course, Song of the War for General Schwarzkopf, the area of Katrina, and we went down to the Gulf Coast to try to rebuild Houston and Mobile and all the Natchez, Mississippi, and then when the attack on America 2001, I mean, you really can't change something that's embedded.
Right.
And, you know, you played it, and you've played it for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, what sticks out performance-wise? Was it right after 9/11? What sticks out with you?
Well, you know, I performed for 8 different presidents, 5 at once, twice, and USO tours on the carrier Nimitz in the Persian Gulf when there was conflicts, 30 USO tours, the White House performance, 2 inaugurations at the Lincoln Memorial. It's hard to put my finger on something that is more important than it is just to the people who hear it.
Right.
And I embrace that. I really have never meant it to be partisan. I want it to be an anthem for all Americans and particularly for the military.
Lee, you're like the relief pitcher. You're the guy that we bring in to uplift anything. And when you're singing, you make us all happy. You give us hope. You're that guy.
You know, after 2001, it was a different kind of tragedy and crisis for us because we could embrace each other and share our grief. During this pandemic, we're all standoffish, and you're afraid to touch anybody because of the virus.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit different, but I'm happy you say it that way. I'm glad to raise the bar for anybody who doesn't believe in America.
And you said you performed for 8 different presidents. Who was your favorite over the years, or who sticks out? I know you can't
George
name a
Bush
favorite.
41.
Really?
We got very close. I had a concert at the West Wing of the White House for the Reagan administration, and I met George Bush then when he was vice president. We got close in his campaign, and after that, of course, I saw him quite a few times in his retirement. And just before his passing, we were at Kenny Bunkport, my wife and I, and visited him at the residence, and he was just a very good friend.
Right. He seemed very down to earth. I mean, do you have one of those moments where you say, okay, I'm Lee Greenwood, you know, I know I wrote this amazing song, God Bless the USA, but here I am vacationing with a president?
Yeah, that's high cotton for a farmer from California.
Isn't that interesting? Wow, man. And how often do you get to Chicago? You said your son lives here in Boys Town. How often do you get to Chicago?
You know, not often enough. In the days I was doing all of the recording in the 80s and 90s, we had commercial success, and I used to record at Universal Recorders down in Walton Street, stay at the Ritz, and go. But I only when we do concerts in Chicago am I there now, maybe once every 2 or 3 years, but it's great to see my boy when I get there.
Oh, my gosh. Lee, we got to get you up here in studio and actually perform it on an acoustic guitar. Would you do that for us?
That would be awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I would just flip. Lee Greenwood sitting right across from me. We got to get through this pandemic, don't we?
I'm at risk because I'm older, but I know a lot of the young people like, oh, whatever. We'll get over this pretty quick. And it's just, you have to, if we can just keep us separated, let all the young people get it and get over it with it. Then we get herd immunity. And I was talking to a football player, a friend of mine who's played for the Redskins, Jeff Bostic, and he said, well, football players have a different mentality. Every time we step on the field, we're at risk about getting our neck broke. We're more afraid of that than the virus. He said, but everybody has to make that conscious decision. And although here where we live in Franklin, Tennessee, it's not a mandate for masks, but it is in Davidson County, which is Nashville. And I still wear a mask everywhere we go. I mean, if we go to Home Depot or the Publix grocery store, I put the darn thing on.
Well, right. That's why I wear a mask, because I don't want to put people at risk, like especially seniors like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. And Lee, we were talking earlier about putting together, you know, our 4th of July playlist. I mean, do you put your song on there, God Bless the USA? Do you play that when you invite people over on Spotify?
You know, when I bring up Spotify for the listeners, mine's the first song that comes on, so it doesn't, you know, I don't ask for it. It's just there.
Do you do Pink Houses with Mellencamp? What's your number 2 song after God Bless the USA?
There's a song by Aaron Tippin called Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Okay.
A country song. I really like that. I do it in my show, and I told Aaron, I said, you can do USA if I'll do yours. He said, okay.
I love that. How about Neil Diamond, America, or Ray Charles?
Do you remember Neil Sedaka's
Of course,
song,
yes.
Coming to America?
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites.
I love that. Hold on a second. We have a listener that really wants to say hello. Frank, you're on with Lee Greenwood. What did you want to tell Lee?
Hey, Lee, I just turned 50 this year, and I remember in the early 80s, I heard a song titled The Bandit Express. And when I heard your voice, I said, this man speaks America. And I kid you not, about a week later, I must have heard God Bless America by you. And I said, wait a minute, that's the same gentleman that's saying the Bandit Express. And I just want to say that ever since that those movies came out, when I was a young teenager, that I always wanted to speak to you and say thank you for writing both songs.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Frank. Thank you for
that's
that
awesome.
Call. Yeah, God bless the USA. I like that.
A lot
that.
Of people don't know that I did the theme song for High Mountain Ranger, which was Robert Conrad's television show that lasted only 12 seasons. I mean, 12 episodes, long before he did Wild Wild West.
you want to talk about a guy's guy, Robert Conrad.
Oh, he did all his own stunts. He was a horse.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Lee, it's really great to hear your voice. I'm going to make you, when you come to Chicago, I'm going to take you up on that now that we have your phone number. We're going to make this happen, okay?
All right, we'll do it.
And what's your son's name again? Go ahead and say hello to him again.
Ted. Ted Greenwood White, and works at Sidetracks down in Boys Town. Go,
yep.
go shout at him, say hi.
I love it. Thank you, Lee. Have a great 4th of July. Really appreciate it.
Happy Independence Day.
All right. That is Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. Doing a virtual concert on the 4th of July. Man, that's wonderful right there. Getting Lee Greenwood in studio playing this song. Wow. God bless the USA. All right. Time for news.